My gosh.
Oh, hi, Slay. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. How are you, Tina?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, I emailed back. Try again.
Okay, let me see. You want it to try on the same card ending in 7883, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me give it a try. It's saying issuer generated error, so I wonder if something changed on the card. I have November or 11/25 for the expiration. What expiration do you have? Maybe the bank sent you a new one with a different expiration.
No, let me check.
Mm-hmm.
What's the expiration now?
I have 11/25.
11/25, yep. That's what mine
and then
says.
680 on the back?
Yep.
And it's still 1946 Tyler Street for the billing address, or did that change?
Try zip code 33315.
33315?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the street address that goes with that?
509 Southwest 6th Street.
Okay, let me try it. Southwest 6th Street. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the billing address changed. And okay. What city is that?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
It's the last one we have.
Okay. Let's save this Fort Lauderdale address, and then we'll try it again. If it doesn't go through, you might just have to check with your bank and see why it's not going through. But let's see.
Doesn't it go through?
No, it says the same thing. Issuer generated error. That is so strange.
Okay, would you mind calling me in the morning? I'll have it figured out.
Yep, I'll call you in the morning, Slay. No problem. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.